You ever feel like your money is just lying around? Switch to Huntington Bank, and your money is always doing something.
Like what?
Like automatically pushing more to savings so you can take that trip.
I like trips.
Who doesn't? It even tracks your progress. You're almost there.
Wow, I better pack.
And it charts your spending so you know which vacation hat you can afford.
How does it know I like hats?
Let's get more from money. Switch to Huntington Bank. Welcome. Eligibility requirements apply. Some features may require enrollment.
This is what summerhood sounds like when a big Q fountain drink is only
49 cents with the app.
Hey, let me get this. You bought those concert tickets.
Dude, that's not the same.
Enjoy a 49-cent big Q fountain drink only in the QT app for a limited time.
You're listening to TerryWilson3.com.
TerryWilson3.com.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
Hey, this is Terry, and this is episode 685. Today, I want to talk to you about what do you do when you're looking for a promotion? You're striving for advancement, but you're being overlooked. Have you ever felt like you were doing everything right at your job? Somehow, you just keep getting overlooked. I mean, you show up early, you stay late, take on extra responsibilities, you help coworkers, you solve problems, you're loyal to the company, and when it's time for the promotion to come down, well, it went to someone else. Maybe they promoted someone that with less experience than you. Maybe they hired someone outside of the company. Maybe when this happened, your manager never explained in any type of detail, any real explanation of why it wasn't you. Being overlooked for a promotion is frustrating because it can make you question yourself. It can make you ask, am I not good enough? Do they not see how hard I work? Why do they keep asking me to do more but never really reward me for it? Should I keep trying or should I start looking somewhere else? So today I want to talk to you about what you can actually do when you feel like you are being overlooked and not being valued as someone that's needed for the company. Because the wrong response is to become bitter, disengaged, or passive aggressive. But the wrong response is also to simply keep working harder, remain silent, and hope somebody will eventually notice. See, hope is not a strategy. You need clarity. You need a plan. You need to understand what the company is looking for, what you may need to improve on, and whether the opportunity you're pursuing is genuinely available to you. So let's talk about what to do when you're being overlooked for a promotion. First, stop assuming that good work automatically gets you noticed. See, one of the biggest misconceptions people have in the workplace is that if I work hard enough, someone will eventually recognize it and reward it. Well, sometimes that happens, but many times, a lot of times, most of the time, it doesn't. Companies do not always promote the hardest working person. They often promote the person they believe is prepared to operate at the next level. That may include performance, but it may also include communication, visibility, leadership, decision-making, relationships, and the ability to influence others. You may be doing excellent work, but if no one understands the impact of what you do, it may not be helping your career as much as your effort would lead you to believe. You may be dependable, but leadership may not see you as someone who can lead. You may be productive, but management may not see that you are a strong individual contributor. You may be solving all kinds of problems every day, but if you're solving them quietly, no one may associate those improvements with you. Now, this doesn't mean that you become arrogant or constantly bragging about yourself. It means that you must learn how to communicate your value, your work should be visible, and your results should be measurable. Your manager should understand that you have accomplished things for him and the company, and how those accomplishments are being felt company-wide. Working hard does matter, but working hard in silence can cause you to remain invisible, leading you to greater frustration. Second, ask directly what is holding you back. This is a big one. One of the most important things you can do is have a direct conversation with your manager. Now, don't approach the conversation emotionally. Don't go in accusing and assigning blame, assigning motives. Do not start by listing every reason you think you deserve the promotion. But instead, approach it as someone who wants clarity so that they can grow. You might want to ask a question like this: Mr. and Mrs. Boss, I would like to continue growing with this company, and I would love to move into a higher role. What specific skills, results, or behaviors would I need to demonstrate to be considered ready for a promotion? That question changes the conversation. You're no longer asking for compliments. You're asking for clarity, criteria. You're asking your manager to define what advancement actually requires. And when they answer, listen carefully. Do not become defensive, because you may hear something that you disagree with. You probably will. You may hear something uncomfortable. You may discover what management has concerns about is your communication style, or your leadership ability, or your consistency, or your attitude, or how you respond under pressure. You may believe that their perception is wrong. But even if the perception is inaccurate, you still need to know that it exists, because perception affects promotional decisions. You cannot correct a problem you don't know exists. You also need to push beyond vague answers. So if your manager answers you in a way as, well, just keep doing what you're doing, that's enough. Well, you might want to respond this way: I appreciate that, but I really want to identify two or three measurable areas I can work on so we can evaluate my progress. Ask questions such as this: what results would demonstrate that to you that I am ready? What responsibilities should I begin taking on? What skills do I need to strengthen? Are there projects I could lead? When can we review my progress again? You're looking for specifics. You need something you can act on. Third, document your accomplishments. Most employees remember how hard they have worked, but they seldom remember the accomplishments and what they actually achieved. So document it. Then when it's time for a performance review or promotional discussion, you can rely on more than just memory, because memory, well, that's a mistake. Create a simple record of your results. Document the projects you completed. Document the problems you solved. Document revenue you helped generate. Document money you helped save. Document customers you retained. Document improvements you've made. Document new responsibilities you have accepted. Document positive feedback from clients, coworkers, and other managers. Do not simply write down what you did. Write down what changes became because of what you did. For example, say, I helped improve customer service. Well, see, that's weak. Just saying that is weak. Saying, I created a new follow-up process that reduced missed customer callbacks by 30%, that's strong. Saying, I trained new employees, well, that's general. Saying, I created training processes that reduced onboarding time from 4 weeks to 3 weeks demonstrates impact. Promotions are often justified through results. Make it easy for your manager to explain why promoting you would benefit the company. Your accomplishments should tell a story, and that story should show how you are not merely busy, but you are valuable. Fourth, begin operating at the next level. If you want to be promoted into a leadership role, you must begin demonstrating leadership before you have the title. This does not mean doing someone else's entire job for free. It means looking for opportunities to demonstrate that you can handle more responsibility. Volunteer to lead a project. Offer to train a new employee. Help improve a broken process. Take ownership of a recurring problem. Bring solutions instead of just bringing complaints. Learn how decisions are made. Become someone who can be trusted with responsibility. There is a major difference between doing more work and doing higher level work. Many employees become frustrated because they take on more tasks, but those tasks do not demonstrate that they are ready for advancement. Doing twice as much routine work does not necessarily prove that you can lead a department. Leadership requires judgment. It requires communication. It requires initiative. It requires accountability. It requires the ability to work through conflict. It requires helping other people become successful. Do not simply ask, "How can I do more?" Ask, "What can I do that demonstrates I am capable of operating at the next level?" Fifth, improve your visibility without becoming self-promoting. You do not need to constantly announce everything that you're accomplishing, but you do need to communicate. A short weekly update to your manager can be powerful. You should summarize what you completed, what results were achieved, what problems you solved, what you're working on next, and what support you may need. For example, this week I completed the customer follow-up project. The new process has already reduced response times, and I documented the step to the rest of the team so they can use it. Next week, I will be reviewing the first round of results and identifying any adjustments. That is professional. It communicates ownership. It shows progress. It connects your name with the outcome. Speak constructively in meetings. Share ideas when you have something useful to contribute. Ask thoughtful questions. Be willing to give credit to other people. Visibility is not about making yourself the center of attention. It is about helping leadership see that you are engaged, capable, and prepared. Sixth, build relationships throughout the organization. Promotions are rarely decisions by only one person. Your manager may recommend you, but other leaders may also influence that decision. That means your reputation matters beyond your immediate department. Build professional relationships across the organization. Get to know the people in other teams. Learn how to work and how your work affects them. Ask experienced leaders for advice. Find someone who is already in the type of role you want and ask what skills matters most. You might say, "Hey, I'm interested in eventually moving into a role similar to yours. What do you believe someone needs to demonstrate before being ready for that level?" That is not manipulation. That's professional development. Relationships also give you a more complete understanding of the company. You may discover upcoming opportunities before they are formally announced. You may become known as someone who collaborates well. You may gain mentors or advocates who can speak positively about you when you are not in the room. And that matters. Your career is affected by what people say about you when you're not present. Develop a reputation for being dependable, helpful, emotionally steady, and solution-oriented. Seventh, ask for a written development plan. A conversation is helpful, but a plan is better. After speaking with your manager, summarize what was discussed. You might send an email that says, "Thank you for discussing my professional development with me. Based on our conversation, I understand that I should focus on leading the upcoming project, improving presentation skills, and meeting the agreed-upon performance target. I would like to review my progress again in 90 days. That email creates clarity. It also creates accountability. You now have a record of the expectations. You have a timeline. You have something to measure. Without this, the requirements can keep changing. You reach one goal and then suddenly they introduce another. You take on a new responsibility, but then they say you still need more experience. You meet the target, but no one remembers their original conversation. A written plan helps protect you from moving goalposts. It also helps you determine whether your manager is serious about developing you. A good manager should be willing to help you understand what advancements require. 8, be willing to confront your blind spots. Sometimes the reason someone is being overlooked is unfair. Sometimes it's politics. Sometimes it's favoritism. Sometimes management has simply failed to recognize the person's value. But sometimes the employee has a blind spot. And this is where honest self-evaluation becomes important. You may be excellent at your technical work, but poor at communication. You may be productive, but difficult to work with. You may be knowledgeable, but resistant for feedback. You may be dependable when things are going well, but emotionally unpredictable when you're under stress. You may be consistently complaining about leadership and while also expecting leadership to promote you. You may want more authority, but avoid accountability. You may believe you're ready to manage people, but your coworkers have no trust in you. These are hard possibilities to consider, but growth requires honesty. Ask someone you trust, what is the one thing about me and the one way I work that could make leadership hesitate to promote me? Do not ask the person who will simply tell you what you want to hear. Ask someone who knows your work and is willing to be honest. Then listen without defending yourself. You do not have to agree with every piece of feedback, but look for patterns. If several people identify the same concern, you need to pay attention. The goal is not to become someone you are not. The goal is to remove unnecessary barriers that may be limiting your growth. Ninth, do not continue performing a higher level job indefinitely without recognition. There is a difference between demonstrating readiness and allowing a company to take advantage of you. It is reasonable to take on a project or temporary responsibility to prove your ability. It is not reasonable to perform the duties of a higher level role identifiable while receiving none of the title, authority, compensation, or opportunity. Some companies will continue giving you more work as long as you continue to accept it. They may praise you. They may tell you that you're how valuable you are. They may tell you to be patient, but praise does not pay the bills. And a vague promise does not build your career. Set a review point. You might say, I'm willing to take on responsibility for this project and demonstrate that I can handle the role. Can we agree to review the position, title, or compensation after 90 days? See, that's reasonable. You're not refusing to contribute. You're asking for a clear relationship between increased responsibility and advancement. Do not allow temporary additional duties to quietly become your permanent unpaid job description. 10th, determine whether the promotion is actually available to you. This is one of the hardest truths to accept. Sometimes the issue is not that you need to improve. Sometimes the company has no real intention of promoting you. They may see you as too valuable in your current position. They may have already decided who they want. They may prefer outside candidates. They may operate through favoritism and internal politics. Your manager may feel threatened by your growth. They may simply be no room for advancements. Watch for the patterns. Do they clearly explain what you need to do? Do they give you opportunities to demonstrate your ability? Do they follow through on what they promise? Do the standards remain consistent? Are other qualified employees promoted fairly? Or do they require change every time you meet your goals? Do they repeatedly tell you that your opportunity is coming but never provide a date, a plan, or a path? Do they increase your responsibilities while refusing to discuss compensation? At some point, you have to stop listening only to what the company says and start watching what the company does. A company can appreciate you and still not be the right place for your future. You can be loyal to an organization that has no plan to be loyal to your career. 11th, quietly test the job market. Updating your resume does not mean you're disloyal. Exploring opportunities does not mean you must leave. It means you are gathering information. Update your resume, improve your LinkedIn profile, reconnect with people in your network. Look at job descriptions for the roles you want. Pay attention to the qualifications employers are requesting. Apply for positions that match your experience. Interviewing elsewhere can show you what the market thinks your skills are worth. You may discover that another company sees you as ready for a role your current employer refuses to consider you for. You may also discover that you need additional experience for training. Either way, you gain valuable information. Do not threaten your employers by saying, "Promote me or I'm leaving." That usually creates unnecessary tension. Build real options quietly. Then make a decision from strength rather than frustration. The strongest career position is not demanding that one company recognizes your value. It is knowing that you have choices. Do not allow rejections to define you. Being passed over for a promotion can feel very personal. But one person's decision does not define your potential. Sometimes rejection reveals an area where you need to grow. Sometimes it reveals a company where you cannot grow. Wisdom is knowing the difference. Do not immediately assume that everyone else is wrong, but do not automatically assume that you are the problem either. Gather facts, ask questions, evaluate feedback, measure the company's response, then decide what your next move should be. You may need to improve. You may need to become more visible. You may need to develop stronger relationships or demonstrate leadership. You may need to be more direct, or you may need to leave. But do not stay stuck in resentment. Resentment feels like action, but it changes nothing. Clarity creates action. So here's a practical plan. If you're currently being overlooked for a promotion, here's what I would recommend. First, schedule a conversation with your manager. Ask what specific results and behaviors would demonstrate that you're ready. Second, begin documenting your accomplishments and measurable impact. Third, identify one or two higher level responsibilities you can take on that demonstrates leadership rather than simply adding more routine work. Fourth, set a date to review your progress. Fifth, improve any legitimate blind spots that are not being identified. Sixth, watch whether a company follows through. And finally, begin learning what other opportunities may be available to you. Give your current employer a fair opportunity to support your growth, but do not hand one employer complete control over your career. So, here's the central question to consider. Has your employer clearly explained what advancements require, giving you a fair opportunity to demonstrate it, and followed through when you did? If the answer is yes, then do the work. Improve, develop, grow. Prove that you're ready. But if the answer is no, if the expectations remain vague, if the promises remain empty, and the opportunities never arrive, then it may be time to stop trying to convince people who have already decided not to see you. Sometimes the next level of your career is not available in your current company. Sometimes the door you keep trying to force open is closed because there is another door somewhere that is already waiting for you. Do not leave emotionally. Do not burn bridges. But do not confuse patience with permanent stagnation. You're responsible for your career. You're responsible for your development. And you are responsible for deciding how long will remain an environment where your contribution is valued, but your potential is ignored. Work hard, communicate your value, ask for clarity, correct your weaknesses, build your options. And when the evidence is clear, have the courage to make your next move. This is episode 685 of the CW3 podcast. Remember, you are worth more.
So we hope you've got a lot out of the content today. Please take a few minutes to give us a 5-star positive review at terrywilson3.com/review. This helps us promote our content and continue to reach more and more people. Again, thanks for being part of the TW3 community here at terrywilson3.com. Please like and share our content, and we will see you soon.
Welcome, fellow leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries. Today, I invite you to step into a world where greatness is not just a goal, but a collective reality. Introducing the Elite Mastermind Group by TW3, a sanctuary for those seeking not just success, but exponential growth. It's more than a group. It's a synergy of minds, a convergence of aspirations, and a breeding ground for extraordinary accomplishments. You'll learn not only from experts, but from the stories of those beside you, fellow trailblazers who weathered storms and conquered obstacles, enriching your own journey. Imagine being surrounded by a league of highly motivated business owners and entrepreneurs, each driven by the same passion for success, propelling each other towards greatness. Embrace the power of networking, the art of learning, and the joy of sharing your value. It's not just about what you gain, but what you contribute. Dare to be exceptional. Dare to be part of the elite. Don't just dream of success. Surround yourself with those who are already living it. Join the Elite Mastermind Group by TW3. Elevate your success. Elevate your life.
Unlock the power within you. Discover the untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. You Are Worth More isn't just a book. It's a transformative guide to understanding your unique value in today's ever-evolving marketplace. Visit youareworthmorebook.com and claim your free copy. Within these pages, you'll unravel the secrets to identify your distinct strengths, refine your skills, and ignite the passion to pursue your true worth. Life isn't just about survival, it's about thriving. This book is your roadmap to not only surviving, but excelling in a world that demands your best. About recognizing your potential, developing your talents, and finding the inspiration to chase after what truly matters to you. Let You Are Worth More be your companion on this journey. It's not just a book, it's a catalyst for change. Empower yourself, elevate your skills, and embrace the opportunities that await. Visit youareworthmorebook.com today and embark on the path to realizing your full potential. Your worth is far more than you might imagine. Claim your free copy now and begin your transformation.